LGBTQ children's books are now on the shelves, but do they tell the full story? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Wendy Kaiser, professor of English at Fitchburg State University, says there's more to explore.
In recent years, more picture books featuring LGBTQ characters have become available, providing a much-needed increase in representation. But now that they are available, what stories do they tell? For my research, I wondered if conflicts faced by these characters are based on their identities or if the stories depict multifaceted lives. With my research partner, I gathered 51 award-winning picture books published over a 10-year span. Within this set, we found 42 books with identity-based conflicts. Most of these fall into two predictable plot lines, coming out and resisting bullying. Stories with shared plot lines are remarkably similar. Almost half of these books share a coming out plot line, in which a character fears coming out to family, friends, or at school, but once they do, everyone is accepting. This plot pattern oversimplifies coming out and positions their worries as unfounded fears. It gives the false message that coming out is the central problem in a person's life. In the resisting bullying plotline, stories show a character being bullied for their LGBTQ identity or that of their family. Then the character works up the courage to confront the bullies, creating a change that improves their life. These stories do not show supportive peer bystanders, but place the burden of standing up to others solely on the bullied person. Most of these books use simplistic and unoriginal plotlines, with conflicts based on identity. These books reduce stories about LGBTQ people to a few topics and reduce the characters to identity-based characteristics. However, we did find 15 books to recommend for their originality and compelling, unpredictable stories. We encourage educators and other readers to evaluate books by asking if the conflict is based on identity, searching for books that not only represent LGBTQ people, but also tell interesting, original stories.
That was Wendy Kaiser of Fitchburg State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.